We are joined right now by a tight end for the Cleveland Browns. 19 receptions, more than 11 yards per reception. He had a couple of TDs this season, tied for third most TDs by a Browns tight end in his first three NFL seasons. For his career, 112 receptions, over 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns. You may or may not know this. He was the national high jump champion in high school, played his college ball at the U. He was the 29th pick overall. David Njoku is my guest. David, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good, dude. Good to have you back. Thanks so much. What a year it was for America's team, the Browns. You're coming off a year where the team won 11 games. You went to the playoffs. You won in the playoffs. And then you gave Kansas City all they could handle. You had a little bit of time now, I would imagine, to think back on that season, reflect upon it. What kind of memories do you have? What kind of thoughts do you have on the year?
Of course, you know, last year was definitely a roller coaster for me. It was an interesting year, and it was a year of growth, you know. Learned a lot about myself. You know, pushed through adversity, you know, physical and mental. So just to look back, you know, as a quick reflection, I think we've done something in Cleveland that hasn't been done in a long time. So we're proud in that standpoint. But obviously, we're not really, you know, happy that, you know, we got here. We just got that far. We wanted to go as far as possible. So it is what it is. Time to pick the pieces back up and get back to work.
David Njoku is my guest. You know what? I really respect and appreciate that response that you went through some things mentally and physically. It was a year of growth for you. Can you kind of elaborate on that? Like, what kinds of things were you dealing with mentally and physically, and how did you grow? How are you different now as a result of that year?
I mean, obviously, as everybody knows, you know, we got Austin Hooper and Harrison Bryant. Mind you, before I say anything, Austin is one of my best friends right now. Just this past few months that we've hung out, that guy and I, we've been through a lot. We've strained together a lot, and that's someone that I call, like, you know, a real close friend of mine. Harrison as well, you know. He's, you know, very, very innocent dude, you know, young kid that just got drafted, has, his whole life ahead of him. I'm very excited to see how his career, you know, plays out. He's a phenomenal athlete. And, yeah, so let me start off by saying that, because those two guys I have much respect for. But, yeah, with that being said, you know, we've acquired both of them. And at first, you know, it put me in an interesting position. You know, I was confused because, you know, the Browns took my fifth year option, that they have another year with me, and they got all these other tight ends. And at the same time, you know, I've been hearing that Kevin Stefanski's offense is very tight end oriented. So I was optimistic, you know. I was optimistic about everything. I was, you know, excited to get back to work. And you know, with a couple of complications obviously here and there throughout the season, it put me in a predicament where I had nothing to do but just put my head down and work, you know. I don't believe in, you know, in just giving up or, you know, XYZ. So I just focused on whatever I could control on, and I just pursued that.
Listen, again, I could not have more respect for that response than I do right now. So ultimately, where does that leave you? I mean, to your point, there's a lot of talent in that tight end room. There's a lot of depth at that position. You know, you want to play, obviously, and you want to make plays. You want to help your team. So where does that leave you? Do you feel like you're still in the right spot with the right team?
That's a good question. You know, I'm not going to answer that right now. You know, I have no comment towards that at this moment. I'm just going to enjoy, you know, my family, my friends, you know, just my loved ones. I have a couple projects happening in the near future, so I'm just focused on the right now, you know, and let everything handle itself in the near future.
I get that. I respect that. David Njoku joining us, and I appreciate those answers to those questions. You had a great tweet, I thought, the other day that read, quote, "That playoff atmosphere got me addicted. I can't wait until the ball comes back next season," end quote. So it seems like it's kind of a given, but how would you describe the atmosphere of a playoff game compared to the atmosphere of a regular season game, and what is so addicting about that feeling? What does that feel like?
Oh, my gosh, Jim. It's crazy. You can't really even explain it. Like, just being in that atmosphere, just even like the national anthem, when they were singing the national anthem, and we're standing, you know, across from each other, you know, us and the Steelers, us and the Chiefs, and like, in like, you know, in my head, I mean, this is my first time being in the playoffs, so I'm thinking in my head, you know, it's literally kill or be killed, either me or you, And you know what I'm saying? Like, the like, you know, winner, you know, goes on, loser goes home. So it's just like the extra, how you say, just like the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the excitement and that, like,
juice.
Oh my gosh, bro. It's unexplainable. Really, like I'm itching to get back to that position.
Listen, I don't want to turn this thing on its head and be negative, but there's something to be said. It's one thing to go to the postseason for the first time and not having been there for a while, but you've been there long enough. You have seen literally both sides, the entire spectrum. You were a rookie when that team went 0-16. As somebody who's as fierce and as proud as you are, and a competitor like you, what was it like to go through a season like that?
I mean, like I said, you know, earlier in the season, you know, we weren't really on the same page, the Browns and I. You know, we were trying to figure things out, trying to, you know, make sure both parties were happy, and it was just very complicated. Like I said, this game is very political. You know, obviously, if it was just X and O's and just, you know, straight football, it'd be a lot more, you know, clearer, but there are complications and there are gray areas, and you know, things happen, and it's tough, you know, and it's also tough to, like, you know, pick yourself up when things aren't really going your way. So it's been a roller coaster, like I said. I mean, dealing with all that and then finally winning something that we haven't done in Cleveland in I don't know how long, many years. So I mean, I just found myself in a position where I was just like, you know, I mean, I'm upset with the playing time, but a team that I'm on is winning, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody else around me. I don't want to ruin it for myself. I have to just, you know, enjoy however I can, you know, this position, because it doesn't happen every day, and it really doesn't. Like, one of my former teammates, Joe Thomas, 10-time Pro Bowl player, never been to one playoff game. That really, like, touched my heart, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen, and it's funny, because when I first met him, I thought he was a coach. And that went viral, and it was funny. It was funny as hell. But
that is funny.
It was a funny time. But yeah, just seeing his work ethic and just him not being able to you know exceed and go to the playoffs, it really did something to me. And I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna ruin this for nobody. I'm just gonna try to do whatever I can to help the team and go from there.
It's actually a hilarious story. Like, hey, coach. Dude, I play on the offensive line, man. We're teammates.
No, no.
I'm not
so
a coach.
How it went down was we were at some, like, lunch on or dinner or whatever, and he was sitting next to me, and I was like, oh, so, like, are you one of the coaches? And he laughs, and he goes, yeah, I'm a coach. I just play on Sundays. And I was like, I see.
I'm a player coach, dude. I'm a player coach. Yeah, it really is something. Like, let me ask you this, too. Like, so you have this going on, and you're totally committed to it, but you're about more than just that. In the offseason, you're planning a trip to Nigeria to provide more than $15,000 worth of clean water, food, and essentials. I'm curious, how did that trip come to be, and how eager are you to get there and make that difference and give back?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me take it from the top. My family is from Nigeria. I have a couple of siblings that were born there. And growing up, we would go there a few times, you know, when I was like a toddler in like a, you know, middle school, right before high school. So Nigeria is a big part of my heart and my family's heart. So I definitely am very excited to go there and try to help out my people, you know, go back to my hometown village and donate $15,000 to $20,000 worth of food, water, and essentials, like you mentioned. So I'm really excited to see, like, the little kids' faces and everybody happy. You know, it's going to make us very happy.
Good. That's a great thing to do. So when it comes to this Sunday, David, how do you handle that? If you're not going to play in the game, do you ignore the game, or can you be a fan for a day even if you're not in the game? What's your Sunday plan?
Nah, I love ball, so I'm definitely going to tune in and watch. You know, it's going to be interesting, you know, just seeing the Chiefs' offense first person and seeing how they work together and, you know, and do things. It's going to be hard to stop that offense. And at the same time, you can't really bet against Brady. So I'm tuned in. I have my popcorn ready. I'm going to watch.
Hey, David, really quickly, I got to know, as a tight end, I'm really curious. I mean, there's some really good tight ends in that game. You look at Travis Kelce. What do you make of him as a route runner at that position? And overall, what do you think when you watch him play and the way he plies his craft?
Superb. Travis Kelce is a freak athlete and a friend of mine. You know, he's a very, very cool dude. and handles business. You know, that's the best way to put it. Is, you know, he has like both, like the best of both worlds. You know, he's a great personality, and he's a monster on the field. So I watch him many times. You know, I'm a big fan of him.
Finally, what about Gronk? Like, Gronk's crazy to me because when you watch Gronk now, you think, you know, he's kind of an afterthought. They've got so many weapons. He's just there doing the grunt work. He's blocking. And then all of a sudden, when you forget about this guy, if in fact it's impossible to forget about Gronk,
Absolutely. Dude,
he'll make a play when he has to make a play, and that's what you get for sleeping on Gronk if you ever sleep on Gronk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you have two of one of the greatest to ever do it. You know, I mean, both playing each other. So, you know, this is like a great game for tight ends to watch, you know, around the world. I'm really excited to see how this plays out. They're both humongous. You know, Gronk's what, like 6'7", 6'8", and Travis Kelce's just so shifty and quick. So it's like literally both sides, like the best of the best on both spectrums. So I'm really excited.
I love your thoughts as a tight end breaking down their games. He is a tight end for the Browns. He was a national high jump champion in high school, played his college ball at the U. David, appreciate you, and I do appreciate the interview. I thought that was great, really candid, and I appreciate your candor in that. So thanks for coming back on. Nice to talk to you.
Absolutely. Jim, thanks for having me.
Yeah, great talking to you. Appreciate that, sincerely. David Njoku. And the reason I keep saying how much I appreciate that and how candid it was is because it was that candid. You normally don't get an honest response. And he was just speaking from the heart, which I really respect. Really respect. Not many guys do that. Browns fans, if you want to react to it, because there is that question, well, what about David Njoku? Extremely athletic, extremely productive when he gets the opportunity, but they've got three really good tight ends in that tight end room and only one football. That was a great interview.